Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I've been paying attention to events during the past few months in regards to the violence around law enforcement encounters, the reaction of the press, as well as the public. Granted, much of the general public's opinion on issues is driven by the reporting of the press. I am impressed by the rapid response of law enforcement in the release of information surrounding these violent encounters and their transparency. It is a good thing for communities to have basic information and to be informed on the relevant matters that impact them. Local and state enforcement agencies over the years have become sensitive to the importance of transparency due to the nature of their relationship with the public. This has not always been the case, and at one time there was little sharing of information with the release of that information solely at the discretion of the agency head. But over the time, through the federal enactment of the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, and here in California, the Public Records Act, information can be requested by the general public from a variety of governmental agencies. There is usually a response time of 10 days or so to have such requests complied with or a reason for delay. During my time as a sheriff of Humboldt County, my office responded to many such requests, just as the current sheriff and local police chiefs do today. Admittedly, there is at times information requested or released that is sensitive and could be misinterpreted, but that is the nature of the business and should not be withheld. The public deserves to know how their government is responding to issues that could directly impact their lives. I'm not so sure the same sentiment is held by the federal level. The Freedom of Information Act was enacted in 1967 by the 89th Congress of the United States, based upon the premise that the basic function of the Freedom of Information Act is to ensure informed citizens, vital to the functioning of a democratic society. It sounds great in regards to a transparent government, and it would be illogical to assume this applies to all federal-funded entities where taxpayers' dollars are spent for their existence, but it does not. The records of all executive branch agencies and departments are subject to FOIA. While the law does not apply to those of Congress, the federal courts, the president and his immediate staff, and the vice president, the Capitol Police Force is also exempt from FOIA requests of any kind and by law do not have to respond due to the action taken by the United States Congress. This is why during the upheaval of the United States Capitol, where an unarmed citizen was shot and killed by a Capitol Police officer, there was no information released as to the identity of the officer or very few investigative facts released during or after regarding the incident. Conversely, when the action of this magnitude is taken by state and local agencies, the identity of the officer is released in a short period of time along with the investigative material facts. I find it odd that our government enacts law in regards to transparency, but also exempts those who need to be held most accountable through the exchange of information, the United States Congress. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.